Hello, everybody. Josh Neighbors here, Locked On Big 12 Podcast. Today, it is November 25th, 2021. This is Thanksgiving. Glad you all are here with us today and tomorrow. Hope you guys are enjoying your Thanksgiving weekend. Today's show is brought to you all by NetSuite from Oracle. So go check them out if you're running a small business. It is the best way to do it. As you can hear in the house, dogs barking, family gathering. We had our Thanksgiving officially yesterday. Hope you all are enjoying yours right now. We've got five Big 12 games from the weekend to preview and also some games to look at that could have an impact on where some Big 12 teams could finish, specifically in the college football playoff race. So it is a preview edition. We'll go a bit shorter on this one than we normally do. Obviously, in the holiday season, there's a whole lot to do. So shorter preview, but a big preview of this weekend's really important action in the Big 12 coming your way.
You are Locked On Big 12, your daily podcast on the Big 12 Conference, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, once again, Josh Neighbors here, Locked On Big 12 Podcast. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at LO Big 12. You can follow, that's where you can follow the show. You can follow me at Josh Neighbors _. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see it. If you are listening to the show and you want to find us on YouTube, you can find us. Just look up Locked On Big 12. You will find us there. All right, that takes care of kind of all of our admin. Let's get to the football. It is rivalry weekend. I know with the way the Big 12 has gone, you know, with some of the conference realignment, some of those rivalries have kind of gone by the wayside, but some of them are still intact. And we're still going to have them this weekend. We're going to go, as we always do, we go chronologically through the weekend, kind of like a Thanksgiving menu. You know, we start with the appetizers, the main course, the dessert. We have all of it here. We go all the way through the weekend in the Big 12. First game we're going to look at here, Friday, 11 a.m. on Fox, Kansas State at Texas. And all of these games really do have something on the line. In this game, Texas can't make a bowl. But they'll be in a situation where if they lose this game, that will be, for them, seven straight losses to end the season. And also, think about it, this being their last game, they won't have a chance to win another football game. They're going to have a 300-day streak. The last one they had was October 2nd. And obviously, you know, the season starts, 2022 season will start, whatever it is, late August, first week of September, whenever. But they're going to be in the 340, you know, kind of in the probably 330 range of days since a game won if they lose this football game. That is a long time for a place like Texas. Now, if you listen to the show, you know, you all know I'm a big proponent of Steve Sarkisian. I believe he should still be the head coach next year as they move forward, but still an important spot there. And then for Kansas State, they have a chance to win, end up being, what, five of their last six games, right? This was a team that was at 3-3 overall, 0-3 in the conference. They have a chance to get to 8-4 overall right here and a good opportunity against Texas team that's wounded. Texas, 3-point favorite. The big question for me is, will Skylar Thompson play? I'm going to lean towards Texas here because I know as bad as they've been, Jaron Lewis and Will Howard on the road, it's not a spot where I trust them to win a game. They really haven't shown me anything where they could. Now, they did have some of that against Nevada, but Texas is a bit more talented. So I think if they... If Texas, you know, goes up against Jaron Lewis and Will Howard, and I know I've been on the wrong side of some of these Texas games, but eventually you think the streak's going to be snapping. They've kind of quit a little bit, but I think this game is one where they get Xavier Worthy the football. He is 84 yards short right now of a 1,000-yard season. He averages 83 yards a game, actually, catching the football. It's pretty interesting. So then they get him the football. I think whoever it is playing quarterback does. I think they win this football game. I know Kansas State's defense has been playing well, but I think Texas does enough in this game to get the win. And I'll take them minus the points very carefully here, very carefully, but I'm going to take them at home. And this line feels fishy to me, so I'm going to take Texas. I'm going to lay the three right there. All right, let's get to the rest of the games. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. Today's show is brought to you by our friends at NetSuite. This is it. It's the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software to see the full picture. You need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 27,000 businesses have already made that switch and are using NetSuite right now. Through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program for those who listen to this show. Go to netsuite.com/lockedonNCAA. That's netsuite.com/LOCKEDONNCAA for a special end-of-year financing offer. That's netsuite.com/NCAA. All right, next game we're going to right here. It is, we already had that one. Let's go to the next one. Boom. Friday at 3:30 on FS1, it is TCU at Iowa State. TCU right now is 5-6. With their win over Kansas last week, they still in a position where they could be bowl eligible. News came down this week that Jerry Kill is going to be the next head coach at New Mexico State. So it's a very deserving opportunity for Jerry Kill. Good to see him get another opportunity to be the a head coach elsewhere, obviously serving as that interim right now at TCU. Iowa State, though, this is not a 6-6 football team, and I think they prove it this week. 15 is a lot of points. I'm going to go ahead and lay it, though. Their defense played really well last week. Their offense did not. I think they get back on track against what's been a bad TCU defense. And I think they roll here. I think they get at least a little bit of a good feeling heading into the bowl season, 7-5. I know it's, you know, not a disappointing season for a lot of Iowa State fans, but I do think they get the win in this one. All right, 11 a.m. on Saturday, Texas Tech at number 8, Baylor. Baylor is laying 14 points. The big question here is Gary Bohannon going to play? And as of Thursday, I know he was day-to-day, but Blake Shapen is going to be the backup, could be the starter. Still trying to wait for word on whether or not we're going to see Gary Bohannon in this game, kind of checking all of the sources right now, the sources being, you know, media stuff, seeing if Gary Bohannon is going to be the guy under center. But right now, I think it sounds like I'd assume Blake Shapen's the guy. That looked like a nasty hamstring injury that we saw last week for Gary Bohannon. So I think there is a chance that that he does not play. And if he does, I don't think we can assume he's 100%. That being said, their defense was so excellent last week against Kansas State. And they were excellent the prior week against Oklahoma, right? I think it was the prior week. Yeah, against Oklahoma. And they've just been on kind of a roll on that side of the football right now. I think that continues. I'm in the business of laying some big numbers. I know that right now. And so this one feels not a little fishy, but I do have questions about how much last week's Oklahoma State dominance, their dominance over Texas Tech's offense, could have them a little wobbly, right? A little unsure of themselves, Texas Tech, as they go into this game. Already have the bowl game secured at 6-5. They want to go for, 7-5, hopefully, and potentially, you know, 8-win season, which would be crazy if they were able to win this week and then win their bowl game. That'd be pretty impressive. And also big news that Sonny Cumbie is going to be returning as the offensive coordinator next year at Texas Tech. Joey McGuire has made that call. So I think that that kind of shows that the kids do like Sonny Cumbie, and Joey McGuire trusts them. It's a guy who's a Texas Tech guy in Sonny Cumbie. So, you know, Cumbie right now doesn't have to worry about his job. All he has to worry about is just coaching up these kids today. That is all he is concerned about, is coaching up the kids, this weekend and moving forward. So that's good news. I think in this game overall, though, I think Baylor, even with Blake Shapen a quarterback, they'll run the football at Texas Tech. And the Texas Tech run defense at times has been pretty decent, but I don't think it's a game where, you know, I think it's that close. I think Baylor takes care of business. They know what's ahead of them. They know they have to take care of business if they want to be in that Big 12 championship game. They get the win in this game, and Oklahoma State gets the win, and they go to the Big 12 title game. So that opportunity is still there ahead of them right now. All right, Saturday, 6 p.m. on FS1. It is West Virginia at Kansas. To play for in this game right here is West Virginia, 5-6, bowl eligibility. They've got a chance to go to a bowl game, and they are 15-point favorites in this game. But Kansas has been covering some spreads lately. Obviously they beat Texas. They cover last week a 3-point loss against TCU, and now they're at home as a 15-point dog. I'm going to gobble up those points. I know West Virginia probably sees – they see a great opportunity here, and I think they pounce on it. I think they win this football game. But I think maybe a late score from Kansas can keep them within reach, you know, and keep them within that 15 points, a touchdown, a little extra for you. And they've been playing good football recently, has Kansas. Besides, take out the Oklahoma State game, in which they got absolutely curb stomped, they've been playing some decent football. And so I like their chances in this one. Jalen Daniels, obviously. Devin Neal has turned into, you know, I know a lot of his performance is function of the offensive line and how good that offensive line is playing, but he's been really good. Kwame Lassiter was over 100 yards last week. They're using Jared Casey more, right? I think he played again last week. I forgot if he caught a touchdown or not, but still, you know, made an impact last week. Good story. Lance Leipold's done a great job, but even if it's just a two-win season, I think people at Kansas feel like there's progress, and they cover this game too. I bet people still feel like the progress is there for Kansas, moving in the right direction. So I think West Virginia wins. I'm going to take the points in this one. I'll take all 15 of those for the Jayhawks. All right, last game to get to. It is Bedlam. But before we do, one more word from our sponsors. Today's show is brought to you by our friends at betonline.ag. Those are where all of our spreads for this weekend come from. But if you want to get on in on this Turkey Day weekend action, go to betonline.ag today. When you go to BetOnline, use the promo code Locked On, LOCKEDON, Locked On. You'll receive a 50% deposit bonus right now when you use that promo code. So if you deposit $100, you get an extra 50 to play with today at betonline.ag. BetOnline, it is where the game starts. Today's show is also brought to you by Built Bar. Go to built.com today. That's built.com. And now they've got their Built Black Friday sale. Built is going all out to make this Black Friday weekend the most delicious Black Friday that has ever been in the history of Black Fridays. New limited time offers, new types of bars, and a winter wonderland of a deal. You won't want to miss this high-end deliciousness at a discount. All through Black Friday weekend, get at least 20% off on anything at built.com. Use a promo code LOCK20. Once again, LOCKEDON, LOCK20, to get 20% off at Built Bar through the weekend right now. Plus, you get 60% off on Built Boost and Built Broth right now. So go check that out today. All right, one more game to get to here in the Big 12 slate. Saturday, 6:30 on ABC. Number 10 Oklahoma goes on the road against number 7 Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State is a 4.5-point favorite on the line in this game. The winner of this game is going to get a shot to win the Big 12 Conference at one loss and have a chance to go on to the college football playoff, most likely. Once again, the scenario is Georgia plays Bama in the SEC championship game. You can probably, you know, if Alabama wins, but both are going to make the title, which is going to be bad. We don't want that. That doesn't help the Big 12 at all. Ohio State, though, plays Michigan. So one of those two teams is going to bounce. Notre Dame does not have a championship game. Cincinnati, obviously, is there right now at 11-0. So there are opportunities to be had for either of these teams to do some jumping. Ole Miss is ahead of them. They play their Egg Bowl game, in which they're an underdog, but also they're not going to be in the SEC championship game. Baylor is ahead of Oklahoma right now, but I think they would jump them if they won the Big 12 championship. So plenty of opportunities. And also, if they beat Oklahoma State, I think they'd probably jump Baylor as well, just because of the quality of the win. So Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, there's a whole lot to play for ahead of them. My question coming into this game is, how much, you know, what unit do you trust the most right now? And I'm taking the Oklahoma State offense, Oklahoma State defense, Oklahoma offense, Oklahoma defense. Put those four units together, kind of power rank. Who do you trust the most right now? Right now, at number one, I trust the Oklahoma State defense, right? They have been playing lights out. The stretch right now is 15 straight quarters for them, according to Dave Hunziker. 15 straight quarters for them that their first team defense has not surrendered a touchdown. They have been dominant as of late. And ever since that Iowa State loss, they've been absolutely, I know the level of competition has been super high, but they've been absolutely darn near flawless during that stretch of time. Last week, they shut out Texas Tech at home, I think, for the first time in two decades they did it. So they are on a streak right now that, I mean, they're feeling it. Now, you kind of balance it out with the feelings about this game, right? A lot of people say, oh, it's Bedlam. We know how this game goes. We've seen the story before. I believe the guys at Split Zone Duo and Bud Elliott, also at Cover 3 and CBS Sports, always say it's either Oklahoma by a little, Oklahoma by a medium amount, or Oklahoma by a lot, right? That is kind of the way they go on that. Despite that, I still trust that Oklahoma State defense the most. The unit I trust the second most, honestly, the Oklahoma defense. Like, they've been playing really good football as of late. Now, I know later in that Baylor game, it felt like they couldn't get off the field, but that wasn't their fault. I mean, they were being let down by their offense, not sustaining any kind of drive. So you look last week, their defense did a great job against Iowa State, especially with that return touchdown, but they were flying all over the field. They were making plays, interceptions. I mentioned the Baylor game. They held Texas Tech 21, right? And that was a blowout as well. Obviously, that Kansas game, Kansas kind of held the ball and did some work on them. But ever since that KU game, their defense has really stepped up. I mean, you know, you go from that Texas Tech game to the Baylor game to Iowa State game, feels like they're improving. The late score last week did give me some pause, but I think overall they're the second unit I'm most confident about. What will they do up front, though, against that Oklahoma State offensive line that at times has been suspect? How the secondary look? The guys were flying around a little bit last week, but still. And also, too, I mean, you know, I thought Iowa State got a cheap touchdown last week with that catch at the end zone. So, you know, there's obviously that, you know, that feel like it should have been probably just 14 points. And the late touchdown as well, they gave up. It's kind of a garbage one. Although Iowa State did dice them down the field. But I'm still confident in the way they're playing. I'm still really confident in the spot they're in. And I think those two defenses, I mean, the total in this game is 49.5, right? I'm not sure we ever thought we'd see a Bedlam game where the total is 49.5. I think Vegas sees like a 24-20 game coming in this game. The unit I trust the third most, I mean, the offense of Oklahoma definitely has more talent, right? It definitely has more talent. And I would just say that the Oklahoma State offense, though, has just been managing games a little bit better as of late. They've been kind of hitting their stride in that category. They house TCU. TCU's defense is bad, but they look pretty good. Tech's defense has been inconsistent and didn't play too bad last week, but Spencer Sanders took care of the football. They got the job done in that game, and they're trying to really vary what they show in the backfield as well. I mean, they kind of gave Jalen Warren a little bit of a rest last week, and we've seen guys, you know, like Desmond Jackson has gotten some carries. Dominic Richardson has been toting the rock a little bit as well. So they're trying to get more guys the football, trying to get guys besides Jalen Warren. But really, the big three for them, it's Tate Martin, Spencer Sanders, Jalen Warren. Can those guys find the end zone enough? Can those guys make enough plays? And obviously, I feel like the other wide receivers also have been stepping up just a bit, but it feels like if there's big plays to be had, it's going to be a guy like a Tate Martin. Obviously, Brendan Presley has been good. Blaine Green, you add him in a little bit. He has been making a few plays for them. But really, in the passing game, it's Presley and also Tate Martin who are the two guys that have the biggest impact. So I'm going to take Oklahoma plus the points here. Their offense has not been playing very well. I know that, but I don't think this is a game where the margin of victory is going to be outside of four. Like 24-20, Oklahoma State win, that gets me a cover. 17-13, it gets me a cover, right? 14-10 gets me a cover. You know, I know it could be low to 20-17, gets me a cover. So I think Oklahoma State wins this game, but I mean, I don't foresee them blowing out, you know, Oklahoma, especially with the way these two teams have been playing. I don't see that kind of transpiring that way in this game. I think Spencer Sanders does enough. I think they hold on. I think their defense obviously is going to get a big stop down the stretch. I think we do see Spencer Sanders. I think we do see Spencer Rattler. Like, how healthy is Caleb Williams? I don't know. How is the hand still hurt? The performances, especially last week, have not been very good. That one play was a wonder play, right? A broken play that he turned into something special. Can you do that against Oklahoma State's defense? Let's see. You might have to, right? You might have to. And let's just see also how aggressive those corners are. Can they take advantage of a pretty aggressive group on the outside? Guys like Christian Holmes like to play aggressive coverage for Jim Knowles. And they're going to throw the house. They're going to throw the house. We know Jim Knowles will throw the house this weekend at Caleb Williams. So I am so pumped that we have a spotlight game. It's not at noon. No Oklahoma fans complain about that a lot. Spotlight game, late in the day, so much on the line. I think Mike Gundy's team finally gets the monkey off of their back. I think they win this game. I'm going to go 23-20. I think Oklahoma State knocks off Oklahoma, and I think OU gets the cover, though, in that situation. Also this weekend, look, I'm going to look at some other games, you know, not just in the Big 12. Until proven otherwise, y'all, like, I'm going to keep betting Ohio State against against Michigan. It just seems to always kind of work out that that game goes Ohio State's way. So I'm going to go in that direction there. I don't think we see, you know, any issues for some of the big guns. I don't think we see Georgia Tech give Georgia any problems. I don't think we see Auburn give Alabama too much of a problem, right? I don't think that we see, you know, I'm trying to think of Stanford give Notre Dame too much of an issue. So those games across the board, but I think Ohio State, Michigan's obviously the one you have to look at. And I think Ohio State wins that game. Maybe not as easily, but their offense is just firing on all cylinders right now. It's absolutely ridiculous to see. Those guys off the edge from Michigan, pretty darn good. So let's see if they can make an impact in that game. All right, that'll do it for today's show. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at LOBig12. You can follow me at Josh Neighbors_. Make sure you guys enjoy your all's Thanksgiving weekends.